Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Doug Gottlieb Show is brought to you from sunny Southern California. My man Brandon Whedon's going to join us. I think we're going to talk a lot of golf with Brandon. I mean, just so you know, Brandon, of course, a former starting quarterback in the NFL, but he's like a scratch golfer, and he knows a ton about the NFL stuff, but also about the golf stuff, too. So we'll just do... we'll just do guy talk. Speaking of guy talk, is your dad's razor older than you are? Get him something new for Father's Day. A DSC six-blade razor is perfect for an extra close, precise shave. Get one now at a store near you as part of a gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/Doug. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Doug. We'll get to Zion's stepdad in a second and how it relates to it. So, Beyer, this is your first Father's Day. You're taking Sunday off work. Dan Beyer hosts our show. You'll hear him Saturday. Sunday, he's usually with George Reister. He's off this Sunday. It's his first Father's Day. Hey. Do you make any requests for Father's Day?
No.
Other than leave me the hell alone. I want my kid, and I want to go watch golf.
No, I didn't make any requests. And you know, we've been fortunate enough, especially when Fox had the TV deal with the U.S. Open, where we've been at U.S. Opens, and I've been there at final rounds. So it's going to be a little different, but I would, you know, obviously wouldn't trade it. So he and I will be sitting on the couch watching the final round of the U.S. Open throughout the day. But no real requests. I know my wife's got enough on her hands already dealing with everything, so she's doing so much of the heavy lifting. I'm just
ready to enjoy it.
He will be... he's going to be 8 weeks on Saturday, but 2 months a week from today.
Awesome. I think, Ramos, you can maybe agree to, like, honestly, look, when you first have them and you can't believe how small they are. And I think every dad, and Dan, you probably went through this. You're like, am I going to drop them? Like, no, you don't drop them. Right? Yes. They're not slippery.
I still think that.
Right?
When he's sleeping, I check if he's breathing. You know, totally. Please.
Yes. Good. Right. But I think like 6 to 8 months, maybe 5 to 8 or 9 months is my favorite because they get a little thicker, a little fuller, right? You feel like they're a little sturdier. They're not doing, but they can't really do anything. They just kind of sit in their bobblehead.
Yes.
And you can kiss them on their forehead as much as you want. And they smile at you. They know who you are. Anytime you see, and at that point in time, he'll be sleeping well through the night. Luckily, hopefully in his own room, right, where you guys are back, like on a normal sleep cycle. That's 5 to 9 months is really good. Now, then they start like crawling. It's good, but then you got to keep an eye on them. Like, put a bell on that kid.
You know, last night was unique. Last night, Lisa was able to go out and had a hair appointment. You know, first time in, you know, forever just because of dealing with everything. So it was me and the baby alone last night. And honestly, Doug, I try to, especially because NBA playoffs, I know we're going to be talking about it the next day, try to focus on all this stuff. But when the Sixers were up 24 in the third quarter, I flipped it over to Golf Channel and I'm worried about him and I'm, you know, making sure he's fed and trying to put, you know, get him to sleep, and next thing you know, he's finally falling asleep, and I'm like, I should check my phone and see what the final score was, and it was 105-104 with a buck 20 to go, and I was like, whoa, what in the world did I miss? But that's I really try to stay in touch, but if you were to ask me how the Hawks came back and beat the Sixers last night, yeah. I couldn't tell you. I mean, it was a foregone conclusion.
Tell you, but it wouldn't be that. You didn't miss that much. It was sure. Just more they... couldn't score, and I thought they had a couple of bad rotations in terms of lineups, and Doc was searching for something there, and it's really interesting having, you know, look, I've coached the basketball tournament TBT, I've coached, you know, in Israel where there's professional level players, now coaching kids, and it is though the same no matter what you do, like you get caught with a bad rotation with your bench players and you can't get out of it fast enough, right? And, you know, like, again, hindsight would be you're up 25, get it up 30, but 25 should be enough. Okay, yes. So you didn't make any specific requests. Is there anything that you need? Like, now's the time we can send this to Lisa. Like, do you need, do you have a great cooler, right? Or do we need to get you in line for one of those Yetis or maybe Yeti drink cup? Do you need a new new putter?
New putter. Yeah, that would be.
New putter, little Scotty Cameron.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, that'd be great.
All right, Lisa, Scotty Cameron putter, you know, there you go. Okay, Ramos, you're still popping out kids. You're well into your 80s. It's pretty impressive.
It is impressive, isn't it?
By the way, both you guys, you guys both are clean shaven like every day. I know Ramos has had a little scruff every once in a while.
I am clean shaven now, yeah.
I read that Dollar Shave Club. Do you guys shave every day?
I don't.
I shave every other day.
Every other day?
Yeah. I have sensitive skin.
Oh.
I use that aloe vera.
I'll make sure I speak, aloe vera. I'll speak softly.
I'm on like a 5.5 day rotation. That's what it is. It's about 5-6 days for me.
Yeah, but I've never seen you walk in and be like, God, you look like I walk in 5 or 6 days, I look like a homeless person.
Sure.
Right?
Yes, yeah.
Part of it is I don't shower either, but that's not beside the point. Beside the point. Ramos, is there something you need for Father's Day?
I would like a sound bar.
Oh, you know what those are? TV? Yeah, for your TV.
Yeah. Dolby Atmos.
And then the Bluetooth subwoofer that goes with it, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. Those are, you know, you get those $150 to $500, everyone. All right.
Yeah, that's a good range.
Suzanne,
yes.
If you're listening, sound bar, these are good. No, these are good things. Gavin, you're not yet.
No, but my brother just had his first child at the end of May. So he's going to be just like Dan, celebrating his first Father's Day. So
that's pretty cool.
Going to be shopping for him today, actually.
Okay. You need to get something for your dad.
Absolutely.
And then you get something for the future father-in-law.
Yep. A couple fishing poles. Takes care of it.
Fishing poles. Great. These are all really good suggestions. We'll keep them coming so that you have suggestions, you know, guy stuff. Because what happens is you're buying something for your pops or you're a young lady or you're an older lady and you're looking for something. You're like, what do guys actually want? Like, you know what? Dan wants a putter. It's not that hard. Ramos wants a sound bar. Just buy him a sound bar. You know, I think it's Yamo or Jamo sound bar. It's really good. It's really good. I would tell Suzanne, I would recommend the Yamo brand or whatever. And then Gavin doesn't actually matter. And you're getting fishing poles. Fishing poles work. Dan Beyer has breaking news. Let's get to DB. What do you got, Dan?
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Doug, a report from ESPN says that Rick Carlisle has informed Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban that he will not return as head coach. He had 2 years left on his contract, spent the last 13 seasons as the Mavs head coach, won that title in 2011, but hadn't won a playoff series since. Rick Carlisle not returning with the Dallas Mavericks.
What was the expression? Mark Cuban used? Wasn't it hogs get fed, pigs get slaughtered, or was it the other way around? Which one was it? Do you guys know?
I think you had that right, because that's what it sounded, that's what I recall.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, hogs get slaughtered, I think is what
so
it is.
So, can we credit the Athletic?
Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. So it's I had it actually wrong. So I made sure. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, can we credit the Athletic with decimating the Mavericks organization? Wow.
Yes. No, not with decimating. With that, they told us what happened before it happened. That's all. Right. They told you it was mass dysfunction within their front office and coaching staff. And okay, so now where's Rick? I've been told Terry Stotts to Indiana. And now, Rick, what happens to Rick Carlisle? Does he go to Portland? Like, he is an offensive mastermind. He has an NBA title under his belt. What happens there? Right. So, is it pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered? Is that right? Do I have that right now? I think that's what it is. Pigs, or is it pigs get slaughtered? It's pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Isn't it ironic, though, that Mark Cuban uttered that phrase and he was talking about the NFL and turns out it may be his own franchise. And it's interesting because that actually helps me into what I wanted to talk about, which was the idea of somebody's family and somebody's entourage making franchise decisions, like this report from The Athletic in regards to Zion Williamson. Most of the attention has centered on Williamson's family members' thinly veiled unhappiness with the Pelicans and whether those feelings seeped into the players' own views. For most of the season, certain Williamson family members voiced displeasure with the organization. Among the targets of their criticism was Van Gundy, who they felt was too rigid and demanding as a head coach, but also with the organization, which they claimed did not live up to what they felt they should be the standard for a star like Williamson. When the Pelicans traded J.J. Redick to Dallas in March, it not only upset Redick, but it also irritated Williamson. Redick was a veteran with whom Williamson had grown comfortable with, and in the two seasons together, dysfunction Redick accused the Pelicans of harboring is said to have stoked some of Williamson's own feelings in regards to the direction of the franchise. The NBA has a major, catastrophic problem on their hands. Catastrophic. Okay? You cannot have a league if small market teams cannot keep their players. You can't do it. And you might say to yourself, hold on, dude. Of course you can. Right? Of course you can. The New Orleans Pelicans, the Oklahoma City Thunder, you pick out any of these franchises, like, why would I own a franchise where on a yearly basis, I may make some money, I likely lose some money. The value of the franchise, I get to make money on, but the only way to make money in a franchise is to sell it. I don't want to sell it. You know, I spent $2 billion to buy or $1 billion to buy a franchise. Why should I have to sell it just to make money? Why can't I make money in the day to day? And you can't keep, like, we're talking the second year. Zion's been there 2 years, right? 2 years. Now, look, the Pels own his rights for the next 3 years on just the first contract alone. And just so you know, the family, mostly the stepdad, is a royal pain in the ass. Okay, these are not secrets that I'm sharing with you, but and all you have to do is, I don't have any personal knowledge of it. Zion, by all accounts, a great kid. A great kid. And he plays basketball generally with great joy. But you have all these different kind of factions working. You got Brandon Ingram just got the big contract. Does he function all that well with Zion? You know, you have a guy running the franchise who also runs the Saints franchise. Oops. You have a market which has already lost one NBA team. And frankly, I think most people in the know that New Orleans, not really a good enough market, a big enough market, a vibrant enough market to really, truly support an NBA franchise. That's the truth of it. Okay. You got to make a decision here on Lonzo Ball. What are you going to do there? Josh Hart, who got hurt and is a vocal leader, but not nearly as good a player as you need to be to talk as much as he talks. And then you have Zion. And remember, Zion wasn't going to Duke. There was several other schools in there. And then late, he ends up going to Duke. And most people believe the stepfather was the one who steered him there. Now, look, it worked out great. But then if you remember, there was an agreement to work with some small-time marketing woman, I believe it was a woman, marketing agency, only to be usurped by another bigger deal while under contract for marketing with a smaller deal. In other words, they can't make up their mind. They don't know what they're doing. You got a small-time stepdad who's got a golden lottery ticket, and he's not wrong to want better for Zion, to want star status for Zion. But like, look, this is the deal. You're in New Orleans. You got to try to figure out a way to make it work. And what I always find funny is, you know, there's, you know, David Griffin didn't do this and Stan Van Gundy didn't do this. Hey, Zion Williamson wasn't in shape in any of the chances he's gotten to be in shape until this year. Now Zion Williamson has to go about discovering if he can shoot the basketball. But he had a pretty damn good year. Without a jump shot, he at times was dominant. Would it have worked in the playoffs? No. Did they make the playoffs? No. Are they a finished product? No, it's part of the process. But man, what a mess. Just think about it. If you're Adam Silver, you've already had LeBron James change places, you know, three different times. Then you have James Harden, who quits on the Houston Rockets. Now you'd have Zion Williamson after his second year having this unhappiness to the point to where, you know, you have no idea the future with the franchise. This is a mess. And it also relates to the NFL. And while I that's why Houston was doing what they're doing with Deshaun Watson. That's why Aaron Rodgers and they're doing what they're doing in Green Bay. We don't roll like that. We don't roll like that. And you cannot have a leak. This is why, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this Vince Goodwin story yesterday. Vince covers the NBA, but he reported that John Calipari would truly be open to leaving college basketball. Why do you think that is? So you had Roy Williams retire, Mike Krzyzewski retire, and John Calipari thinking about making the jump yet again. Why would that be? And oh yeah, Brad Stevens could have had the Indiana job. Didn't want anything to do with it. Why? Because it's almost impossible. And it's not a fun job to have to build and rebuild a team every damn year. And oh yeah, by the way, you got to deal with these parents. It's never the kid. It's almost always the parents. What a mess. What an absolute abject disaster.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Jamal Mosley's not only a friend of mine, but he played for my dad in AAU basketball out of San Diego, went to CU, Colorado. And Luka Doncic, apparently a strong supporter of Jamal Mosley, he's got the things that are needed for a head coach. Doncic said after Mosley's one-game fill-in for a win over the Knicks, he can be the head coach for sure. I think what you're seeing in the league, and this is really, really interesting, is everyone's going to talk about the player empowerment and players player empowerment and players dictating where they play. But, you know, look, I will tell you this. What's needed in Boston is a guy who the players feel like relates to them more. Somebody likely who played in the league. Jamal Mosley didn't play in the league, but because he's younger and has been around the league and is just, again, you're talking about 20 years difference between he and Rick Carlisle. I think those are the guys that these players feel like they're going to listen to. I'll tell you right now, I don't know if you guys, so do you remember what happened when the Lakers were going to hire Ty Lue? Byer, do you remember what happened, why the Lakers couldn't hire Ty Lue? What happened in terms of?
It escapes me.
He turned it down because he could only get 3 years, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Right?
And Frank Vogel took the three-year deal. That was 2 years ago. Right? He's coming into his final year. And we've heard this from so many different professional head coaches, which is really simple. Like, really hard to coach without 2 years on your contract in the NBA. I'm telling you right now, Frank Vogel will be coaching for his job starting the very start of next season. And it'll be more difficult for him to keep his job than it will for him to lose his job. And why is that? Frank Vogel is seen as kind of that older generation, didn't play in the NBA sort of guy. If you're not paying attention to trends, what are you paying attention to? Right? And look at the coaches who are out. Now, I do think Terry Stotts, I've told you, and Terry, of course, played in the league and has done a tremendous job in Portland. And it wouldn't surprise me if Rick gets another shot because he's so well regarded and he has won NBA championship. But when you look at the sum total of who's going to get these jobs, I think it'll all be guys in their 30s and 40s. Maybe, you know, a guy who played in the league a while back who's in his early 50s. But, you know, guys in their 40s who have played in the league or been around the league a long time and the players feel like are easy, is easier to relate to. Those are the guys who are going to get these jobs.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's wow. Can you guys imagine? I just tweeted this thing out. Did you see the note that Rick Carlisle wrote on his way out, Dan Beyer?
Yes, it was in the Notes app.
On your phone.
Yep.
And can you imagine working for somewhere 13 years, winning an NBA title, and your goodbye letter is on your phone in your Notes app?
I know. By the way, how did he not get the first line to be bold in like 16 fonts where everything else is? Everything was the same font. It's crazy.
After a number of in-person conversations with Mark Cuban over the last week, I informed him that I will not be returning as head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. This was solely my decision. My family and I have had an amazing 13-year experience working with great people in a great city. It's been an honor to work alongside Mark, Clint, Donnie, Finn, Keith, Dirk, J. Kidd, and every player and assistant that I've ever had here. He didn't say it. Anyway, Dallas will always be home, but I'm excited about the next chapter of my coaching career. There's a guy who's got a job lined up, I would guess. Got a job lined up. But it is interesting on how guys sign out nowadays. Sometimes, you know, they wait and they buy the back of a newspaper. Sometimes they have like their own kind of online, what's it called? Stationery, you know? They get their signature on it. And then you have Rick Carlisle who's just like, let me open up the notes in my phone and write a goodbye letter. Brandon Whedon joins us, former NFL quarterback. Of course, started for the Cowboys, the Texans, the Browns, where he's a first-round draft pick. He joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Let's start with the golf. Early impressions of the U.S. Open. Like, who was your favorite coming in?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I like JT. John Rahm's probably playing with a little chip on his shoulder. I would say those probably were my two guys. If I had to put some money on them, would be my two guys coming in. I'll be honest. I'm on the golf course right now playing, and we had our first day of our member guests this week. So I haven't had a chance to watch. I've checked my phone a little bit, see where they're at, just kind of following.
You're playing in a golf tournament and doing radio duty at the same time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we're on 18 right here, so you guys called. I mean, if you guys could have waited 5 minutes, that would have been ideal.
We can wait 5 minutes. Hold on. So what? Give me where you are right now.
We've already closed out our match. We're good. We won, and we got some money coming our way. So I'm sitting over here in the shade.
How'd you play?
99. I played good. I played real good, actually. For me, it was I hit it where I want to, and, yeah, it was nice. I made a few birdies. Me and my partner, I got a partner in from Ardmore, Oklahoma, and he's a good player, and we both kind of ham and egged it pretty good. So, yeah, we got this, and then here in about an hour, we got a little par 3 contest. And then tonight's a Calcutta where the money's thrown around, and then, you know, tomorrow's when it goes down.
Your back is going to be killing you at the end of the weekend. Your back is going to be on fire. Fire. Oh, Father's Day. Did you make any Father's Day requests? You already got to play golf. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good weekend. Did you make a Father's Day request? I want this one thing.
No, I didn't. My wife, you know, so we bought a lake house at a lake here, and she got me a Yeti, and she got me a bunch of little cool stuff for the lake house. Got me a new grill and all kinds of cool stuff. So, no, I've already got my Father's Day gift. Honestly, she's not very happy with me. I've played a lot of golf lately, so I can't complain. She's been great. And Father's Day, now it's about taking care of my dad, you know, so we're going to go to dinner and do that whole deal. I'm going to take him out and play some golf next week. And no, I don't need anything. Shoot, I'm good. I got a good wife and she takes good care of me.
And Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, let's get to a couple things in the National Football League. The Bears have already said, hey, like Matt Nagy went on a show and said, there's just no way that Justin Fields is going to start day one. What do you, as a veteran guy and somebody who knows Andy Dalton well enough, what do you think of that as the play in Chicago?
I mean, I'll be honest, I think it's smart. I really do. I mean, you know, just because he's a starter week one doesn't mean he's going to be a starter week, you know, let's call it 10, you know. So if I'm him, I'm excited. I get to come in there and be around a guy that's been in the league for 10 or 11 years. You know, obviously he's got a really good routine, you know, understands how to study, understands how to approach every week. Because coming from college, you have no idea. I mean, you have no idea what you're walking into. So I think for him, I think it's a great deal. I mean, he's a very talented guy. He's going to be obviously the face there for hopefully a long time. But, you know, Andy Dalton's a pro, and he knows how to go about his business. So, in my opinion, for Justin Fields, this is a perfect scenario. I mean, you're going to be the guy. There's no pressure early on. It's not like you have to go out in the preseason and, you know, do anything crazy. You can go out and just play your game, learn. Like I said, get in a routine. The routine sounds simple, but, I mean, you know, going from college where you got class and academic center and study hall and all this crap, now it's all ball. And, you know, so you got to kind of learn how that all works. So, I think he's in a really good spot. He's got a good football team. He's got a good defense. Got some good weapons around him. Go learn from Andy. You know, be a sponge, and then whenever your number's called, you know, go out and ball out and take the reins and do your deal. But in my opinion, I think it's the right way to do it. I think Chicago's doing it the right way, and I'd be shocked if there's not other teams around the league doing the same way.
There's a guy in Denver who Benjamin Albright for KOA Radio. He said the Broncos have a 60-40 odds of trading for Aaron Rodgers. This, of course, after Jay Glazer came out and said he still wants out. Mark Murphy said that Aaron Rodgers is a complicated fella. Read the tea leaves for us. Where do you think we are with Aaron Rodgers?
I think there's so much to be determined. I mean, you know, there's obviously a lot of friction there. I mean, he's not happy. He hasn't been happy for a long time. I think I told you a few weeks ago, as talented as Aaron is, I mean, you know, he hasn't been happy with any regime he's been with. I mean, there's always something. He's always kind of disgruntled. So, you know, he's probably not the easiest guy to work with. But at the same time, you know, they haven't really gone out of their way to help him a whole lot. I mean, the Broncos are good players. They've drafted pretty well, but, you know, they haven't, you know, went on the free agent market and kind of made that splash move for him. But, I don't know. I mean, if you were to go to Denver, I mean, yeah, they get better from day one. There's no doubt. I mean, that's an obvious statement. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I think he's playing football week one. I really do. But at the same time, he's pretty stuck in his ways. I don't see him budging. I think he's pretty frustrated. I don't think he's real high with what's going on, you know, in Green Bay. So, you know, he may put his claws in the sand and hold on, but we'll see. I don't know. I mean, that's a unique situation. You know, it's very, very rare you get a former MVP that's, in my opinion, probably the most talented, one of the top two or three most talented quarterbacks in the league that's just pissed off and wants out. So, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of teams that would get better if they could get him, but they're going to have to give a farm to get him. So it'll be interesting. I don't know. I think he plays football this year, but with who? There's no telling.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Of course, Brandon, you famously played in the Fiesta Bowl, beat Stanford in it, but didn't get a chance to play for a national championship. And now it looks like we're going to expand to a 12-team tournament. Is that the right number?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they'd go to 8 to start. Just because, I mean, 12, you know, I don't think there's a magic number. Because here's the deal. If you go to 12, then 13 and 14 are going to be pissed off. You know, if you go to 8, 9 and 10 are going to be mad. So, I mean, there's not a magic number. But, you know, I think if you go to 8 or 12, I mean, you win your conference. You know, I don't know if there's been an automatic bid or however. I don't know how it's all going to work out. I haven't seen much on it. But, yeah, 12 is good. I mean, I think it's good for the fan. I think it's good for college football. You get more football. I think they need to do something. Four, in my opinion, was a little sticky. I just didn't think that was enough. Just, you know, some of these teams' resumes are pretty good. And then, you know, again, that fifth and 16, you know, kind of gets short in the deal. But in my opinion, I thought they would go to 8. I didn't think they'd jump all the way to 12. But we'll see. I mean, I think it's good. I think it's good for the game. I really do. I think I think you're going to find out who the real national champion is. I think you're going to find out who the real best team in the country is. And, you know, we'll see. I think it's good. It's a hell of a lot better than when I was playing the BCS situation. The BCS was a joke, not just because, you know, we kind of got the short end of the deal. I just think it was kind of flawed from the start. But No, I think they're on the right track. It'll be interesting.
But I mean, think about it. If you got 12 teams, like,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. I like the eight teams, and even the 10 team. The idea is, like, look, if you win your league in one of the Power Five, you get in. All right,
you're in. Yep.
Okay, so you get in, and then you have the chance at a couple of at larges. But now, when you get to, I mean, you know, the SEC is going to get at least two, likely three in.
Then you're like
you're the Big 12, and you get like, do you get two in? Like, what was the point of playing for a league championship?
Right. Yeah, I agree. No, I think you're probably hitting the nail on the head. I think if you win your conference championship, you should be in, which I think that's fair.
Right.
But then, you know, then it's just kind of finagling who's next. You know, it's, I mean, when you got up, what, how many teams are in Division I football? 128,
I think. Or, yeah,
28. Yeah, I mean, now, let's call it 50 of them have a legit chance to play for something. You know, so, yeah, you know, there's always going to be controversy. It is what it is. I mean, it's fun to talk about, especially at the end of the year when everybody, you know, you get a little lag time after the last game. But, no, I'm with you. I think eight's the number. I think that's going to determine, in my opinion, who the best teams in the country are.
Fresh off the golf course in a win, he's Brandon Whedon. We'll see if he can win the big member guest tomorrow with the Calcutta tonight. Thanks for joining us, dude.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
What do you get? The guy who has everything. He's like, yeah, I got a lake house. I got the cooler. I got a new grill. That's what I think of you, Brandon Whedon.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Well, Queen for you. Ramos, favorite Queen song is what?
My favorite Queen song is We Will Rock You. Very short. Yeah, it's just, I played it like 10 times the last week. Just in my car, just kept playing it over again.
For yourself or for your kids getting ready
for myself, but when Lucas, whenever it comes on the radio, I turn it up. Lucas loves that song too. He actually sings it. He doesn't know who it is. He just knows the song and just starts singing it, you know. All that stuff.
The problem with it on the radio is they always play We Are the Champions as well.
Yes, they tie it together. Yes.
Right. I don't like that. I don't like that. Another one, Bites of Dust, is also an appropriate answer. Everybody says Bohemian Rhapsody. Under Pressure is good. What an incredible, incredible band and performer he was. Gavin, you have a favorite Queen song?
Mine is Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't Stop Me Now. Wow.
Don't Stop Me. Yeah. My high school, we had in Mission Viejo, we had the Diablo Heat TV program, and it was like,
whoa, can't say Diablos, that's the devil.
Yeah.
That is offensive.
It was their own version of the skit program, but that was their theme song, and that turned me onto that song.
Just, I don't know if you guys know this, but his high school, Mission Viejo High School, one, of course, Rob Johnson's dad, Bob Johnson, who's coach there forever, unbelievable legendary football and quarterback coach. But two, you guys, they had a little farm there. There's actually a little farm at the high school.
There was a bull,
There's a bull, and you know what happens if you mess with a bull? You get the horns. You get the horns. I'd ask Beyer what his favorite Queen song is, but he's too similar.
Beyer?
I don't like music. like my daily shows.
Okay, I was going to say you also left David Bowie out of that song. He also
Under Pressure,
played,
yes.
Yeah, he also played a part in it, but the show must go on.
The show must go on.
Yes.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. There's a what about Fat Bottom Girls? You think that one would make it today? Oh, can you imagine if somebody came out with a song called Fat Bottom Girls, You Make the Rock and Roll Go Round? I also think it's hysterical that of all people to sing Fat Bottom Girls, it's Eddie Mercury. Although he was married at one point in time to a woman, then of course he He came out as gay, but it's very, it's the irony to play in the part.
You know, Freddie Mercury and David Bowie never performed that song together, and there were reports that that Freddie Mercury like butted heads, like head issues and stuff like that in the making of that song, but they never performed it live.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, you get people like, oh, Ice Ice Baby, like, yeah, actually, Queen. Actually, Queen. Let's get to what the Fox said.
And now.
What does the Fox say? This is Chris Broussard on First Things First talking about what the Nets need to do in order to close out the Bucks.
KD does have to go crazy again. Ooh. Because you know a few things. You know that Milwaukee is going to play much better at home. They weren't demoralized after trailing by 49 in game two. So they went home and looked like a different team. You can count on that. You also know you can't pencil in Jeff Green for 27 and Blake Griffin for 17. Right. Now, if they give it to you, praise the Lord. Then you don't know what you're going to get from James Harden. I think it's safe to say he'll be better than 1 for 10 and 5 points, but he may very well struggle again and not be able to put many points on the board. So, yes, Kevin Durant has to go crazy again. The saving grace is there's a game 7 in Brooklyn if he doesn't, but right. Yep. They want to close this thing out early.
So the question becomes, does he have to go, you know who I am, Kevin Durant, in order to win this thing? And the answer is, yeah, he does. Can he? Yes, he can. And while obviously Blake Griffin was very, very good, and they got all, you know, what was it, 6 threes or 7 threes from Jeff Green, who was out 7 threes, 7 of 8, by the way. It wasn't like he was 7 of 14, 7 of 8. Harden becomes the wild card, right? It was Harden kind of shuffling his feet out there and moving around? Was that him just very nervously and tepidly trying out the hamstring, and now he'll have more confidence? Or is that really what he has? Like, we have no idea. But if your question is, does Kevin Durant have to go, you know who I am, I'm Kevin Durant, 40, 15, and 10? Yes, the answer is yes. Can he do it? Yes, he can do it. He can.
What does the Fox say?
Is your dad's razor older than you are? Get him something new for Father's Day. A DSC 6-blade razor is perfect for an extra close, precise shave. Get one now at a store near you as a part of a gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/Doug. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Doug. By the way, this is the perfect... I don't know how hurt Kyrie Irving is, but this is the problem with guys who are presumed to not truly love the sport. It's like, could he play? I don't know. Have to take a shot. His ankle's really, but will he play? Like, no. No. Kyrie's already won a title, and to him, you know, I think for him, he probably doesn't want to play unless he's fully right, which I do understand. And that's reasonable. But the other part to it is, well, you could really help your team if you can give him some minutes tonight. Really help your team. All right, there's more stuff out of the NBA. First, the Clippers' surprising win last night in Utah, what that means for that series. And then, breaking news that took place about an hour ago, which is the Mavericks, who fired Donnie Nelson yesterday. Rick Carlisle announced his resignation today. There are 7 head coaching vacancies in the NBA. So there's 7 very different stories. But what can we take as meanings to those stories? I'll tell you next in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.